Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Political Prisoner Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced is a Political Memoir and Defense Narrative by Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, published in 2022. The book presents Manafort's account of the investigations, prosecutions, imprisonment, and public controversy that followed his role in Republican politics and his earlier international consulting work. Its central purpose is not detached reportage, but a self-justifying response to the Russia investigation and the criminal cases brought against him. Manafort argues that he was targeted by a coordinated political media and legal campaign designed to damage Donald Trump and punish those around him. The book, therefore, sits at the intersection of memoir, political polemic, and legal grievance, offering readers an insider perspective on one of the most polarizing figures in recent American political history. It is best understood as a counter-narrative to dominant accounts of the Mueller investigation and the Trump era. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Manafort frames his prosecution as political retaliation rather than impartial justice. The book's organizing claim is that the criminal cases against Manafort were not simply the result of normal law enforcement, but part of a broader effort to weaken Trump and his allies. That framing matters because it turns the memoir into an argument about the legitimacy of institutions, not just a personal defense. Manafort presents the process as evidence that prosecutors, intelligence agencies, and the media worked in concert to produce a predetermined outcome. Whether readers accept that view or not, the book shows how legal proceedings can become politically symbolic in highly polarized environments. Its value lies partly in revealing how an accused political figure interprets prosecution when the case is connected to a national controversy. Instead of focusing only on technical charges, Manafort emphasizes motive, selective targeting, and institutional bias. This makes the book less about courtroom facts alone and more about how legal exposure is experienced when politics, reputation, and state power collide. Secondly, the memoir attempts to reframe Manafort's foreign consulting work as aligned with U.S. interests. A major theme is Manafort's effort to defend his long career advising foreign political clients, especially in Ukraine. The book pushes back against the common public perception that his international work was inherently suspect or pro-Russian. Manafort argues that his activities were consistent with American strategic interests, and that the standard narrative flattened complex geopolitical relationships into a simple story of corruption. This is important because it addresses the foundational reputation problem surrounding his career. Readers are asked to reconsider whether lobbying, political consulting, and back-channel influence necessarily equal disloyalty. The book does not function as a neutral history of those relationships, but it does illustrate how political operatives justify morally ambiguous work by invoking national interest, diplomacy, and realpolitik. For readers, the key analytical issue is how such a defense relies on redefining influence work as statecraft rather than opportunism. That makes this section of the memoir central to understanding both Manafort's self-image and the broader controversy around private political consulting abroad. Thirdly, the book treats media coverage as a force multiplier in building public guilt before trial. Another significant thread is Manafort's criticism of the press and the way allegations became accepted as truth long before a courtroom verdict. He argues that anonymous sourcing, partisan framing, and repetition by major outlets helped create a public presumption of guilt. In his telling, media narratives were not merely inaccurate. They were politically useful tools that shaped public interpretation of the investigation. This matters because the book is not only about one man's legal trouble, but also about how modern media ecosystems can blur the line between reporting and advocacy. The memoir suggests that when coverage is highly coordinated and emotionally charged, reputational damage can become irreversible, even if later details are disputed or contradicted. That argument will appeal to readers interested in media literacy, propaganda, and the construction of political scandals. At the same time, the book's own partisan stance reminds readers that criticism of media distortion can also function as self-exoneration. The result is a useful case study in how public narratives are made, amplified, and hardened during political crisis. Fourthly, the memoir is as much about loyalty to Trump as it is about self-defense. Manafort presents himself not just as a defendant, but as a loyal figure who refused to betray Donald Trump under pressure. This loyalty theme gives the book a political identity beyond personal vindication. The memoir uses his silence or resistance as evidence of principle, suggesting that cooperation with investigators would have meant endorsing a false narrative. In that sense, the book is about the moral meaning of loyalty inside a hostile system. Readers can see how Manafort converts personal legal exposure into a test of allegiance, which reflects a broader pattern in Trump-era politics, where loyalty is treated as a defining virtue. The book also implies that those who turned against Trump or cooperated with prosecutors did so under duress or opportunism, reinforcing its adversarial worldview. This helps explain why the memoir resonates with readers already skeptical of the Russia investigation. It offers a story in which steadfastness becomes proof of integrity. At the same time, the heavy emphasis on loyalty limits the book's openness to self-criticism, making it a highly selective account of events. Lastly, its strongest relevance is as a partisan memoir shaped by grievance, image repair, and political memory. Political Prisoner stands out not because it is an objective legal chronicle, but because it is a revealing example of image repair after public disgrace. Manafort is writing from the position of a convicted and pardoned political operative who wants to control how history remembers him. That gives the book value as a document of self-presentation. It shows how a damaged political actor tries to reinterpret scandal as persecution and personal endurance. The memoir is therefore useful for readers studying political communication, reputation management, and the afterlife of scandal in American politics. It also explains why the book has divided responses. Supporters may see it as a brave correction of false narratives, while critics view it as one-sided and evasive. Either way, the text is notable for how directly it ties one man's legal fate to the larger story of Trump, the Mueller investigation, and the use of institutions in partisan conflict. Its significance lies less in factual neutrality than in the clarity with which it expresses a combative political worldview. In conclusion, Political Prisoner Persecuted, Prosecuted, but Not Silenced, will be most useful to readers who want to understand the Trump-era conflict from the perspective of one of its most controversial insiders. It is especially relevant for those interested in political memoirs, the Russia investigation, media framing, legal conflict, and the way public figures attempt to recover from scandal. Readers looking for a balanced account of Manafort's cases will likely find the book limited, since its purpose is explicitly defensive and argumentative. But that is also what makes it distinctive. Unlike more conventional political biographies or investigative histories, this book is a direct exercise in self-justification written by the subject himself after prosecution and imprisonment. That gives it value as a document of perception, not just events. It shows how a political actor interprets institutional pressure, how he recasts foreign consulting, and how he tries to reclaim moral standing after public collapse. For readers studying polarization, narrative control, and the politics of loyalty, it offers a sharp example of how memoir can function as counterattack rather than reflection. If you would like to support Paul Manafort, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.